Look, it all sounds great to me. But I, really, I'm the deaf one up here, so...
La 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 la. Okay, it's been a long enough time that we need to remind some of you how the legend of Sam Baker and Woody Fest originated. It's a pretty amazing story. Don was here 5-6 years ago. We're trying to figure it out. 5-6 years ago, our buddy Mike Nave called us 3 weeks before the festival. If you don't mind me saying, Sam, we'd never heard of Sam Baker.
No, actually, nobody had. I was real shy and had stage fright. And I was in a bar, and you know, there were like, I was playing with like two or three other writers, and there were like six people in the crowd, you know, and most of those were family. They were like people's girlfriends and wives and stuff. And Nate comes up to me and says, "Hey, I want you to come play Woody Fest." And I said, "Well, you know, Woody's one of my heroes. I'd love to come play that." I said, "Sure." And see, I thought I was playing with Walt Wilkins, and I thought that Mike thought that I was Walt. And so I said, "Sure, I'll come play."
So our buddy Mike Nave calls us from that bar that night. He had just been on some message board and heard a little bit about Sam, checked the papers in Austin. By coincidence, Sam was going to be playing about an hour away from Mike. The next day, Mike went there, heard Sam, called us from the bar, and said, "We've got to get Sam on the festival." And we said, "Mike, you know perfectly well that we don't schedule next year's festival before we've had this one." He said, "No, I'm aware of that. I'm talking about this year's festival." We said, "Mike, that's in 3 weeks. You're drunk. Call us back tomorrow and we'll talk about who this is." Mike Nave out here now, he said, "I'll put him at Brick Street." We made a slot for Sam Baker at Brick Street. People showed up for it. The show he did was so fantastic. People were talking about it all over. Unfortunately, Audrey Auld had to cancel at the last second her Crystal spot in right here that same day. For just after he finished, about 3 hours later, we gave him that slot that had just opened up at the last minute here. That crowd followed him down here. It wasn't a full house at that time like it is now, but it was already a bunch of Sam Baker fans, and the legend began and grew out of control. So the only thing we can say now is, if you feel like this next hour is totally wasted, then you're going to have to blame it on our buddy Mike Nave, because he's responsible for what's about to happen here. From Austin, Texas, please welcome Sam Baker.
I gave Dean a big hug, and he said, "Every time I turn my back, you're hugging her." I said, "Well, how about turning your back again?"
Yeah. She's hot, man.
Yeah, she's hot. I said, "Well, then you're facing me too much." For me. Thanks, everybody. Great show. I'm gonna get, as they say, whipped. I can't remember where I'm going with this. It is so nice to be among friends. My dear friends here, Radoslav Bukovic. They're both legends everywhere. And I swore I'm not gonna talk this time. No jokes. We're gonna be fast. Okay, maybe one joke. Last year we did four songs. You know that? Yeah, we did. Yeah, Brad's like, I don't think we did four. I think we only got two out.
Two. We did like two and a half.
Well, we did. We stopped one in the middle. Do you remember that? Okay, look, well, I'm not going to talk much. Watch me. Okay, I'll talk some, but not really much. Really, that kiss threw me off.
Threw me off, too. It's way over here.
I've never been kissed on stage. That sounds like a Reese Witherspoon movie, doesn't it? Never been kissed on stage. Soldiers, they're in the way of harm. A girl holds a baby in a blanket in her arms. There's a man with a flag, he leaves for work. A woman pulls a thread from the hem of her skirt. Another sight of day comes and goes. It's another south wind, it comes and blows. Another baseball field, another pop fly, there's another bunch of boys, there's another blue sky. Boys laugh, boys play. Well, there's a kid at bat, there's a kid on first. There's a mother in the stand, she's dying of thirst. There's a father brings a coke, a swing, there's a miss. There's a father brings a coke and a father, he gets a kiss. Another Saturday comes and goes. It's another south wind, it comes and blows. Another baseball field, another pop fly. There's another bunch of boys, there's another blue sky. Boys laugh, boys play. Keypad player. I can't even say that. We're going to slip up here and do the, we're about to start early. This is young John Fulbright from Bearden, Oklahoma. He walked up earlier and said, well, how are we going to do this? Obviously, we've rehearsed ourselves down to the point where everything is finally tuned. And I said, well, you know, John, I'm not sure I've thought about that a whole lot. And he said, well, why don't you just go sing your little songs and we'll just take care of the rest of it. You know, I love John Ward Hinnom's show. Did John hear that? I was backstage and he told this story. Look, I'm gonna tell you this fast. We got a big show. We got a really big show tonight. I feel like Lawrence Welk. We got a really big show tonight. But his grandfather and his father fought, and so you know when they actually parted for good, as they were leaving, the grandfather threw a potato at the car as they're driving off. And he said, don't forget where you come from. And what John said was that was the first time he had really shown any kind of love to the family. I said, John, what kind of potato was it?
Sweet potato.
Of course, it was a sweet potato.
We're done. We did one song.
Thanks, everybody. I got this. Okay, I'm going to do it. Let's do a song.
Dude, why don't you sing another one of your little songs?
Don't worry.
Good job, Fulbright.
We'll take care of it. Don't you worry. I'm actually tuning right now. I'm not really running a riff, but we went to the liquor store, not to buy anything. It was more of an evangelical mission. You know what I
mean? Did you go to talk some drunks out of buying some?
Well, there's a message. You know, I'm trying to, you know, you save people wherever. So I'm going to the liquor store, and I'm talking to the guy, and I don't remember how the top, he said, saying how he liked. What you got the festival? And I said, oh yeah, it's fabulous. And I said, well, you know, I've got a friend that lives here from Bearden, and it's John Fulbright. And he said, oh, he's my neighbor. I said, you know, John's a star. He's an amazing writer and soon to be a star. And he looked at me and said, well, you know, he seems to be writing a little dark right now. And I said, well, maybe these are dark times. Thanks for that. Let's do a song about, I don't know what key this is in, Don Kahn, what do you think it is?
It might be A.
It might be A.
I'm going to take a whack at A and see how I get it.
You think? That's up? You think?
What are you going to do? What key are you going to play?
Brad, what are you in?
See, good.
I'd say get close. Look, you guys, remember, someone said, you'll take care of everything.
I think we're going to need a new keyboard player after this.
No, our keyboard player. Did I offend the keyboard player?
He don't look real happy. He's not smiling much. You know? But then again, he's going through some dark times.
I'm sorry if that was wrong. No.
That was absolutely the wrong thing to say.
Well, Andy Hart was so mad at me. Andy Hart won't even talk to me because I almost ran over a turtle. And I didn't hit it. And he started, and he got mad at me. And I was like, we'll talk later. Let's do a song.
Yes. Oh. Like, I've got beautiful women. Beautiful women are going to come sing with us.
Oh, that's really great.
We're going to do a song. I'm not even going to talk. It's a Mennonite. Came to Texas. Ended up in a bar with a woman. Was wearing short skirts and a push-up bra. That's the story. He was a Mennonite. He came from Mexico. He went to work for his uncle out in West Laco. He's building trailers. Hell, he could build anything out of metal and fix any machine. Well, praise be to Jesus, all glory and accord. But when you're 21 years old, you get kind of bored staying home every night worshiping the Lord. He bought a pearl snap shirt, stitched with horses and stars, a handsome pair of boots, started driving past bars where women wore short skirts they made out in cars. They drank beer by the quart out of mason jars. They drank beer at the county line bar. Well, Marco Polo, he went off to explore, and Christopher Columbus off to find a new shore. A young man and I walked through a barroom door. It said, "A heart to dance," on a tack t-shirt that was tucked in the waist of a short skirt. She was standing at the bar, holding court. She got a push-up bra for extra support. The boys felt like pigeons. They fell like leaves. Their strong, pale legs, red boots to her knees, red boots to her knees. Break out. Well, who's to say what love is? Is it horses and stars? Is it boots and beer? The back seat of cars. Well, on the floorboard, there's a short skirt wrapped in the arms of a pearl snap shirt. Never was hard. He never much thought more about the Lord, and she just quit going to bars. They got married, had kids. No, it never was hard. So who's to say what love is? Is it horses and stars? Is it boots and beer? The back seat of cars. On the floorboard, there's a short skirt, and it's wrapped in the arms of a pearl snap shirt. A Stephen Foster piece?
Yeah, that indeed.
John and I just came off tour off the East Coast, and it was fabulous. We had moments of levitation. You know, I first saw John and said, you know, I quit drinking during shows. I did that one show.
he talked like he'd been doing it for 15 years.
I had a big talk. It was a big talk. I was talking at the top of myself, feeling blue. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do, but that's rainy days and Mondays. That's Carpenters. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you remind me a lot of Karen Carpenter in so many ways.
That's good. John Fulbright can do a beautiful song.
Is the song
Please come again. That's a boy with a daddy in the money place mojo back in the boom. He drove a Corvette, took what he wanted, and people, they learned to give him lots of room. You see, he never learned to work, but that never really mattered, cause the dark crude flow, the wild oats scattered. All the dark crude, it flowed. He fought, he flattered, and he got what he wanted. That was the only thing that mattered. Well, life was easy, and the big jack pump pulling cash from the Permian field. There were cabinets full of high-grade Scotch garage. It's full of high-speed steel. You see, he never learned to work, but that never really mattered, cause the dark crude flow, the wild oats scattered. All the dark crude, it flowed. He fought, he flattered, and he got what he wanted. It was the only thing that mattered. But then he killed a girl when he rode a Corvette. Daddy's money made her lawyers go away. His mother bought vodka with all that cash. She kind of knew. Yeah, she kind of knew. Took a wife. He's gonna die without a trace. You see, he loved the girl who was pinned in the bed. He talks to her every day. Her face with blood and diamonds, he remembers. How's that way? You see, he never learned to work, but that never really mattered. Cause the dark crude flow, the wild oats scattered. The dark crude flowed. He fought, he flattered, and he got what he wanted. Was the only thing that mattered. The clouds in life as you count its many tears. He fought, he flattered, and he got what he wanted.
There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again. There's a song inside of the weary. Hard times, hard times come again. No more. Many days you lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again.
Yeah, he sings his little songs pretty good too.
A little dark. But good.
Mine are darker.
I'm glad the neighbors are concerned.
Mine are darker. Her face was blood and diamonds.
Sam, I think you're kind of set the bar for dark.
I did. It's a low bar. It's a dark bar. Where's Jess Klein? Let's see if we can get her up. I sang harmony with her earlier today, and you know, we rehearsed, and she looked up at me at one point and said, "I'm not sure this is a good idea."
Well, it was funny because you kept saying, "There's no problem. If you don't want to do it, just really just say so."
And then she said,
I said, "I don't know if I want to do it." "No, let's do it one more time."
I said, "I'll get there."
I had to trick you into.
You did. She said, it sounds like an echo weed eater.
Yeah, what do you say to that? I mean, I was on tour 2 weeks of this and just.
I didn't say anything like that.
She didn't actually. I made that up. She was so gracious and so nice. She didn't say a word like that. I am so sorry. I don't know what to say.
You almost got me arrested a couple of times.
Yeah. I'm feeling bad right now. No, but somebody's gonna throw a potato at me. And you know what I'll say? I'll say, "It means they love me." She used to say she was an orphan, but it never was exactly the truth. It's just her mother got tired of her hanging around. So she ended up living in a home for girls. She's a straight-haired kid in a house full of curls. A straight-haired kid, she's always hanging around. And she sings "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot." She's coming, she gonna carry me home. Well, so the first chance she got, she said, "I do," to a tall town boy, he said, "Me too." Honorable mention, audition quarterback, said, "I'll carry you away." She left him drunk on a stool in a county line bar, going on about high school, how he was a star. She just got tired of him hanging around. She sang "Swing Low,
Swing Low,
Sweet Chariot." She's coming, she's gonna carry me home. She got a job at the Dairy Queen, had two baby boys, two more diamond rings. Husbands, they were brave, but she split out of one horse town. She just got tired of all the people hanging around. She split that one horse town. Outside L.A. with a broke-down baseball player, used to play double-A, a religious man. He never drinks or swears, but she's tired of all the talk about her getting saved. She's tired of all the talk of Revelation Day. She's tired of him hanging around. And she sings "Swing Low,
Swing Low,
Sweet Chariot." She's coming for to carry me home. She sings "Swing Low,
Swing Low,
Sweet Chariot." She's coming, she's gonna carry me home. Did I help? She sings "Swing Low,
Swing Low,
Sweet Chariot." She's coming for to carry me home. She sings "Swing Low,
Swing Low,
Sweet Chariot." She's coming, she's gonna carry me. Don Kahn came and he said, that's four songs, we're done.
What did Jess leave? Yeah. She said, you want to do one more? Pretty World? Okay, sorry.
You know, she is. It's so hard to keep you on stage. Did you?
I got a
place to be. Look, I am trying to talk fast this time. Radoslav, can you describe how you just left that last show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of reverse Kenny G thing.
It's a reverse Kenny G.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened. I was up there. Wait a minute, I can't hear anything. I was up there, and I stopped the tune, and I said, thank you very much. And I marched through the entire crowd, playing my accordion, spinning around. And then I just slowly, it took me about 15 minutes, really. I just played, you know, and I hit basically every table. And then I climbed up the stairs slowly, very dramatically. All this time I was playing strictly a G chord. And then I hit a very emphatic C chord as I left the building.
Have I lost sound? Are we on? Oh, check. Okay, did you hear Radoslav at all?
Yeah.
Okay, it was just on stage, we didn't hear it. It was about the emphatic four chord departure. We all actually know about that. I've used it twice. And I need to shut up.
It's like a 5-point exploding heart.
Right.
We had an idea last night that we would maybe get Sam a t-shirt.
It says what?
It
said, take your meds, is what you said. And I swear to God, Jess, up from here on out, I'll take it.
It was going upside down on the front. So you got to end.
Ouch! Ouch! Target on me! Before the sun, before the heat, before we untangle from our sheets, before the summer day unfurls, pretty world. Before the paper is dropped at the gate, before our coffee, before we are late, before dreams are lost like midnight pearls. Pretty world, pretty world, pretty roses, pretty smiles. Morning light, pretty eyes, lazy curls, pretty world. Before the jets, before the sound of your footsteps fades away like summer girls. Pretty world, pretty roses, pretty smiles. Pretty eyes,
lazy curls.
Behind what Norm is. Is that right? Well, okay. You know, Odd, are you back there? Could we take like 2 minutes? I want to show the crowd a very beautiful and powerful gift that was given me by Sheila McNutt, and she won't let me tell you where she is. She made me say that she's not in the auditorium. Oh my God, I may be lying. This is a quilt, and it is beautiful beyond all words, and I don't even know how to describe it. It's got the names of the songs on my three records, and it is so beautiful, and it I don't have words, really. Thank you guys. Thank you. That's all. Thanks. Audrey, you want to just stay out while you're out here? Since you're here? Are you okay with that? I'll be almost there. One of my old friends, and I'm so glad to have you back on stage.
I'm glad that you got the spot. I never knew that when I had to cancel that last minute that it was you, so I was like, thank you, Jesus.
No, we emptied it, and I got started, and it was like somebody had said, oh, there's a smoke bomb in the place, and they just emptied it out.
It was amazing.
It really hurt
beautiful.
Hurt my feelings. It's a joke.
It's dark.
Well, let's do, our dear friend Ellis Paul is, maybe here, I don't know, he said he was going to stay, but then sometimes I bore him. He falls asleep when I'm talking to him. I don't know why that is. But, you know, this is actually mostly his band, John Fulbright and me and Odd, and we called ourselves the Ellis Paul Inversion for a bit. Ellis didn't laugh. He didn't like that.
He's going through a dark time. You don't laugh like you used to. It's kind of a dark thing.
He is, as they say, dodging potatoes.
He's been dodging potatoes his whole life.
He is one potato dodging guy.
I think where he was born, where he's from, they throw potatoes at the babies and see how they bounce. Oh, that's a healthy baby.
That's healthy. Love equal potato. Well, anyway, he's got this song, and he merges this song about a barber that doesn't have a nose with I'll Go Out Walking After Midnight. And we thought, well, if Ellis can do that, we can do that. A barber with no nose, one alcoholic cop, a beauty parlor where they sat in chrome chairs and it smelled like they burned some poor lady's hair. There were toys in the window of the fire and dying where little girls stared and little boys whined at the toys in the window of the fire and dying. Well, things change. They change a lot, things change. They grow cold, they grow hot. And if looking back, that's all you got, it don't matter anyway. where those same little girls went to work in those stores, and those same little boys, oh, they went away to war. And when they came home, all the jobs had gone away. They went back to the places where they fought so far away. Things change. They change a lot. Things change. They grow old, they grow hot. And it's looking back, that's all you got. It don't matter anyway. A barber with no nose, and there was one drunk cop. A beauty parlor where they sit in chrome chairs, and they would hide beneath the dryers. They just sit there and they would stare. Things change. They change a lot. Things change. They grow old, they grow hot. And if looking back, that's all you got. It don't matter anyway. And if looking back, that's all you got.
I did that wrong.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
Yeah, that's our version.
And he fell asleep.
Can I talk? Oh, there he is, right there.
Well, okay, well, that was fabulous, thank you. Yeah, yeah, we can blend the story of a cop by a cop and knows his barber in with a beautiful classic song, too. We can do it. It is, they say, it's not advisable, but it can be done. I can't remember where I'm going.
Let's just go.
Let's just go. Let's do Iron. Let's
five,
see.
Six
okay.
Songs.
Here we got time for what? One more. Two more. We got two more.
20 minutes.
We got
20 minutes. You got time for one more joke.
I'm not doing jokes today, really. I'm not.
You got time for six songs or one joke?
We're doing great. Are you okay? Are you okay, Brad? Do you need to? Do we need the C major departure? How can we do it? We're going to do Iron. We're going to do the codependent. Aud is going to take the role of the codependent wife married to an alcoholic iron worker. It has a car wreck in it. It has bars and flirting.
Salvation.
It's what?
Salvation.
Well, I wasn't going to say there. That was going to be where the butler. Where we say, oh yeah, the butler did it. You know. There's what Colonel, yeah, in the library with a claw hammer. I can't remember where we're going on that.
It's getting darker by the moment.
It's darker. Let's do Iron. Thanks. Thanks for asking for that. Thanks for getting me back on track. Well, it's Iron that he hangs, and he loves his work. He drives hours each day. He's never been hurt. He's got a back of steel. He's got burns on the sleeves of his shirt. He drinks too much when stuff gets heavy and he can't think straight. His mind gets all hazy, so he stops at a sports bar. Everybody knows he's a flirt.
So he's driving to work with his head split open from a last night's drinking and a last night's smoking, and he never got home. And now there'll be hell to pay. He'll be yelling, she'll be screaming, and the kids will be crying. It's like a house full of demons. He says to himself, son, why do people live this way? Well, she says to Louie,
he's the father of my babies. No, you think I'm wrong. No, you think I'm crazy. Sticking around while he's drunk all over the town. You don't see he can be so sweet. He only gets me when he gets in his drink. He's good to the kids, it's just sometimes he gets down.
That was fabulous. And believable. I know she has to go into character to get there. Well, the iron drops bad enough. He seems to fit against busting on his wells. And he wants to just quit. He wants to curl up tight on the cold, white grind to cry. Well, he works full shift. He picks up a six. It's almost Christmas. The roads are getting slick. She's gonna be at the door, and it's gonna be a hell of a fight. So he's an hour out of Lincoln, no shoulder on the road, and it's dark and it's snowing, and he ought to go slow, but he pushes the Ford. It planes its sides like a sled. The tires hit the edge and he spins like a top, then the truck slides low in the ditch till it stops. It hurts where he banged his head. Well, so he sits in the cab and he can't read the gauges, and the wipers, they whip like wind over pages. It's loud, it's static on the radio. It gets too light to see. He just stared, gets too light to see. And then he got scared that the light was gone. It's just wipers and winter snow. Should've seen dark. And that's the last time he drank. Still a hell of a fight, but she knew he wasn't lying. When he told her about the light, she knew he wasn't lying about the light. Oh, it's a iron that he hangs, and he loves his work. He drives hours each day. He's never been hurt. He's got a back of steel. God burns on the sleeves of his. In that loop, do you remember that? One more? Is that it? We just have one?
Show me the what? Show me the blueprint. Show the blueprint? That's what he kept saying over and over.
He kept, okay, there's one person on stage who actually knows what DiCaprio was saying. Show me the blueprint. That's scary. Thank you. wears a blue suede cowboy hat. He's got a warrior's woman stretched out on his lap. He sings an old song, song to himself. He sings, waiting around to die. You see, now one border whorehouse looks just like another, but he first came to listen with his father and his brother. Now nobody cares, one way or another. Sings an old song, there's a song to himself. He sings a way and a way to die. Well, there's a plump woman, she's a tinted bar. He holds hands with another plump woman named Star. Lays a 20 on the table by the pig's feet jar. Sings an old song, song to himself. He sings a way and a way to die. John Fulbright.
He's a little tired. He had Elvis Paul Day in Boston.
Oh, I forgot. And he's got the Elvis Paul inversion on stage.
It's just exhausting, really.
You know, I said, Elvis, you want to come up and sing that song we wrote? It's a beautiful song called Dragonfly. He said, I think not. He said, I heard what you do to your songs. He didn't say that. You know, I made all this up. Really, he's charming and graceful and generous beyond reason, to be honest. No, I made all that stuff up. Everything about Jess, I made up. Everything about John Fulbright, I made up. Andy, I'm sorry about the black turtle. Where are the blueprints? Okay, well, let's do one more. And listen, I want to say thank you. This is playing for family and friends. Every one of you, I'm so grateful to be here and on stage. Some of my favorite people in the world. Thank you all.
I'm going to say something while Sam's tuning, but I just found out today that the Crystal Theatre is like in desperate need of repair. And like, do you love this venue? It's beautiful, but there's a group of people who live here in town are getting together to try to fix it up. So if you can spare like $5, put it in one of the containers. I'm sure there's one in the reception area, but just like, let's all help to keep it going, because like, where would we be? You know, FEMA, during the day.
So many laughs, so many tears, so many things to remember, 'cause they have 50 years. And out of kids, they got their own kids, and their own kids are grown. She told him not to worry, said he'd be fine, and she was gone. He walks down to the ocean and bends to touch the water and kneels to pray. Writes her name in the sand, waves wash away. Well, there are seagulls that suck the shrimples. Turn inside the bay. Now there's an emptiness inside. Oh, it never goes away. He walks down to the ocean, bends to touch the water and kneels to pray. Writes her name in sand, waves wash it away. He cannot remember, because they have 50 years. He walks down to the ocean, bends to touch the water, kneels to pray, and writes her name in sand. Waves wash it away. He writes her name in sand and waves. Are they wash it away? Big band earlier. Nick was asking, what's the chorus of it? And I'm going, it's one word. It doesn't mean anything.
It's not French, then?
And it's not French. You're not giving your children to, you know, to any sort of Satan or anything. You say it backwards, it does not say Paul is dead. I don't know where I'm going with that. It says the divorce was ugly. And she made a lot of money. Okay, come up here. Good to see you, man. I want to thank these guys, the great singers. I want to thank these beautiful singers right here and great singers. My beautiful band, John Fulbright, that's our boyfriend. John Consente. Okay, boys, everywhere you think the song is going to go, that's where it goes. It's simpler than you think it is. One word, true life. I know you can, Well, see, I'm trying to remind myself. Truly, 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 and then true. Think you're so right.
Now that we've gone over the whole thing, y'all should just sing along too.
You guys can sing along if you want. It's not hard, really, and you're not committing. It's not a commitment thing, really. Like, I've got a relationship issue on a thousand different levels, and really, you're not committing to anything. Why would that come out? Where are the blueprints? One long straight line, and there's a ranch house out of nowhere. There's a crossroads, there's a sign. She was born in that ranch house. Her daddy slapped her alive. The doctor's still in town cause he's too drunk to drive. Singing truly, truly, truly,
truly.
Singing truly,
truly,
truly. There were horses, there were horses, there were horses riding. There were dapples and grays, and there were wide open skies, and there were pintos and bays, I got her running full stride. The wind in her face, it was like she couldn't fly. Singing trill-a-lay, trill-a-lay, trill-a-lay tune. Singing trill-a-lay, trill-a-lay, trill-a-lay tune. But there was oil, there was oil, there's oil to be found. Everywhere you put a boot, there was oil in the ground. There's oil in the ground and there's oil in the mud. You pump long enough, you see the gas in the blood. Singing trill-a-lay, 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 trill. Singing trill-a-lay, 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 trill. She turned 15, she took a roughneck with a handgun tattoo. They run off in his hot rod, 442. And driving all night, they got to drinking all day. She ended up down in Dallas in a family way. You're singing trill-a-lay, 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 trill. Singing trill-a-lay, trill-a-lay, trill-a-lay. Just her and the girls. She never said why she left them, but she wore cultured pearls. And then she says to her father, no questions, no lies. She drove a T-Bird and she had the top down and she had a really, 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 really cold beer. Like you can sometimes find at these convenience stores around here, not that I would know. Behind her really, really, really warm singing trill-a-lay, 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 singing trill-a-lay, trill-a-lay, trill-a-lay. Well, there were horses, there were horses, there were horses riding. There were apples and grapes, wide open skies. There were pinchos and babes. They got to running in full stride. The wind in her face, it was like she could fly. I stood up, you know, if y'all guys want to sing along, I swear to God, it doesn't mean you're committed or it's a promise or anything. It doesn't mean much at all. You're singing trill-a-lay, 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 trill. Singing